Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world. To the world.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a running singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
Boys and girls, well, you know what time it is. It must be Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories, and we're so glad that you came today. We're going to have a very, very special guest, a co-host, and her name is Taya Wilson, and we'll learn a little bit more about her in a little while. And we also, of course, have our very own Starfish. And Starfish is here, and she'll be talking to us, too. We're going to have a lot of fun to want to be. But before we do that, why don't we have Taya tell us a little bit about her. So did you hear that song about all the little girls saying what they would like to be?
Yes.
And what would you like to be?
A scientist.
Tell us about what a scientist does.
He makes potions, and he's super smart. And he wears a lab coat, and he works in the lab, and sometimes I like to make potions. I have, like, over 12 science kits at my house,
and what exactly is a science kit?
It's like you buy them at the store, and it's instructions about what you can do with different things. Like, if you put baking soda and citric acid and water, it's going to foam once you put the baking soda and citric acid together. And then you pour water in it, and then it's going to start foaming up. Like that.
Oh.
That's my instructions.
Oh, that's
my instructions.
Okay. Boys and girls, is there anybody out there that loves to have science kits and wants to be a scientist in the future? There's so many things that you can do. The environment, go to the moon, and also be able to make sure that people are better, getting curing diseases. I think that that's a pretty good thing, too. Don't you?
Yes.
Well, I'm so glad that we came. And we'll just have her little cousin who's here, too, just have her just say hello. If she could just say hello to all the boys and girls.
Hello.
She's getting here, and guess what, boys and girls? She's going to college next month, aren't you?
Yes.
She's going to college. And how old are you going to college? How old are you? And you're going to go to college?
I'm 6 years old.
And you're sure it's college?
Yes.
I heard a little birdie told me that it was first grade. But it might seem like college. And we even have a college student here, and I don't know if they do the same amount of work, but maybe we'll ask her a little bit later. Maybe she might want to say something. I just am looking at who is on right now. And Starfish. Are you on? Oh, boys and girls, I don't think Starfish is on with us yet, but maybe she'll come soon. And we have three books that are going to be read. One is going to be called
I Will Never, Ever, I will never, not ever eat tomatoes.
Now, you can imagine what that's about. Probably potatoes. And another book we have, too, is Four Famished Foxes and Mox Die. And it's about foxes who are cooking and also going to try to take some things from the chicken and the hen, but we'll find out whether they're successful or not. And we also have a book, too, because this is Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. It is about Mark Just Couldn't Sleep. But we have a very, very special song that we want to play. But before we do that, why don't we talk about, since this is Bedtime Stories, let's see what Taya does when she goes to bedtime. Here it is.
Well, I pick out a book from my library shelf, and I get a stuffed animal, my favorite three stuffed animals. One is like a girl Stitch from Lilo and Stitch, and the other one is like a stuffed pig, and the other one is a bear, a big bear, a big brown grizzly bear that's stuffed, and my mommy reads me the story, and then I go to sleep.
Oh, okay, that is really special. I really like that. And we're going to play this very special song for everybody because we want to get some of the little boys and girls. It is not quite bedtime like it usually is when I'm coming and talking to you. Most of the time, everyone's getting ready to go to bed, but right now it's summer and there's so much light and it's so full of energy. And because of that, I think we ought to play a song that is full of energy. Here it goes. You know, I wonder what happens when you turn six. Uh-oh. Okay, here it goes. Brother, so he's a big brother. So how many here are 6 years old and goes to college? But I think now she said that she doesn't go to college. She goes to
First grade.
All right, first grade. So we're happy to have that. Oh, guess what, boys and girls? I think we have Star. Is Star on? Hello? Hello, Star.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Now we hear. Could you hear us?
Yeah, I could hear you, but I guess you couldn't hear me.
Right. We could not hear you. And we know we already introduced you. And did you hear our birthday song?
Yes.
She did hear our birthday song. Oh, wow. We're so thrilled that she could hear it. And did you also hear that we had someone that was 6 years old and was going to college?
6 years old going to college. Wow.
I know.
They're smart.
Wow. So, Star, did you want to say anything about what your family tradition is for bedtime stories?
Bedtime stories. Oh, this definitely is one of our very favorite family traditions. We all make sure we brush our teeth, wash behind our ears, make sure we have our PJs on and our little teddy bear too, and get ready for a great wonderland of stories. Hello?
Yes, what kind of pajamas do you wear?
Oh, pajamas. I wear pink pajamas with white polka dots.
Oh, you wear pink pajamas. Oh, okay. Okay, well, we're gonna start with, and I had a special song that I wanted to share with everybody, but right now it's taking a walk. So we're not quite sure where it is.
Well, boys and girls, I wanted to tell you that I am out in D.C. watching wonderful, wonderful tennis called the Lake Mason, and it's a great activity that you could do during the summertime, watch great tennis.
I wanted to talk about little Tony before we move on, because little Tony has two special heroes. One is Captain America.
Ooh.
And I think they had a movie with him, Captain America.
Nice.
And have you ever seen Captain America?
No.
Well, and guess who? What his other favorite superhero is?
Spider-Man?
So, guess what?
It's Wolverine!
Oh.
Spider-Man? It was Spider-Man when he was five, but now he's six. It's no longer Spider-Man anymore. So it's that. And Taya's going to tell you who her favorite superhero is.
I have to say Wonder Woman and Green Arrow.
Wow. Can you believe that?
Wow. Wonder Woman. I
know.
Love that.
I know. So do I. And her grandma was just coming in here with her superhero costume on. She had her gold belt and her very favorite lantern. And she almost got a chance to use her superhero power today.
Wow.
And everyone is laughing right now. Okay, we've got someone who's going to tell us her superhero.
Incredible Hulk.
I tell you, everybody wants these very powerful, powerful people. Who knew? Well, we're going to have Starfish, do you know, prepare, get ready. We are going to have a book that is read by the one and only Taya Wilson. But before she says that, let Taya tell everyone out there in Radio Land who she would like to give a shout out to. Because, you know, she's from Florida, and she's here visiting someone real special.
I would like to give a shout out to my mom and dad and my Nana. And that's about it. And my brother CJ.
Oh, that's kind of nice to remember him.
Yeah, that's a great shout-out.
I know. We're just real excited about that. And she also is going to read a book that she really likes, and it's talking pretty much about a picky eater.
Like my brother.
She said her brother's a picky eater. So this is very, very similar to how the story is, because the big person tells her brother how to be able to eat something that doesn't like to eat, mainly vegetables. And she has a very, very creative way of putting it. So, Star, and all you boys and girls out there, are you ready to hear the story from our very, very own.
Yes.
Taya.
I'm ready.
Martha, she's ready.
I will be reading, I will never not ever eat tomatoes. I have a little sister, Lola. She is small and very funny. Sometimes I have to keep an eye on her. Sometimes Mom and Dad ask me to give Lola her dinner. This is difficult because she is a very fussy eater. Lola won't eat carrots, of course. She says carrots are for rabbits. I say, what about peas? Lola says peas are too small and too green. One day, I played a good trick on her. Lola was sitting at the table waiting for her dinner, and she said, I do not eat peas or carrots or potatoes. I do not, or mushrooms, or spaghetti, or eggs, or sausage. I do not eat cauliflower, or cabbage, or baked beans, or bananas, or oranges. And I am not fond of apples, or rice, or cheese, and absolutely, or fish sticks. And absolutely, I will never, not ever, eat tomatoes. My sister hates tomatoes. And I said, that is lucky, because we are not having any of those things. We're not going to eat peas or carrots or potatoes or mushrooms or spaghetti or eggs or sausage. There will be no cauliflower or cabbage or baked beans or bananas or oranges. We don't have any apples or rice or cheese or fish sticks. And certainly no tomatoes. Lola looked at the table. Then why are these carrots here, Charlie? I don't ever eat carrots. And I said, oh, you think these are carrots? These are not carrots. These are orange twiggles from Jupiter. They look just like carrots to me, said Lola. But how can they be carrots? I said, carrots don't grow on Jupiter. That's true, said Lola. Well, I might just try one. If they were all from Jupiter, not bad, she said, and took another bite. Then Lola saw some peas. I don't eat peas, said Lola. I said, those are not peas. Of course they are not. These are green drops from Greenland, and they are made out of green and fall. They are made out of green and fall from the sky. But they don't eat green things, said Lola. Oh, goody, I said. I'll have to share green drops. Green drops are so incredibly rare. Well, maybe I'll nibble on just one or two. Oh, said Lola, these are quite tasty. Lola saw the potato. I will not eat potatoes. So don't even try. Not even mashed. Oh, this isn't mashed potatoes. The people often think that, but no. These is cloud puffs from the pointiest peak of the mountain.
Fuji.
And, oh, said Lola, in the case of a large helping for me. I love to eat clouds. Charlie, she said, those look like fish sticks to me, and I would never eat fish sticks. I know that. These are not fish sticks. These are ocean nibbles from the supermarket under the sea. The mermaids eat them all the time. I want to that
supermarket. Wow. Have you done that before?
Yes.
Good.
One time with Mom. Yes. I know the ones I've had them before, said Lola. These are gobbling. Are there any more? And then she said, Charlie, will you pass me one of those? And I said, one of those? Lola said, and Yola said, yes, Charlie, those, one of those. And I couldn't believe my eyes, but I guess she was putting at the tomatoes. Are you sure? Really? One of those? Of these? She said, yes, of course. The moon squirters are my favorite. And you did not think they were tomatoes, did you, Charlie? The end.
Oh, my goodness, boys and girls. Did you see what she did in order to get her to eat? That is so special. And have you ever done that to try to get your brother to eat some food?
No, but I'm going to have to try.
And you see how effective it is. Let's set
that was
this.
Awesome.
Don't you think that was awesome? Did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, let's see if anybody else has done anything. And make sure you introduce yourself to the kids. Just tell them your first name and tell them that you would love to be able to feed or either try to trick your sister or brother into eating. Here we go. Or maybe even your little cousin.
Yes, I would try that.
And my name is Anastasia.
I think we have a story. We've done a story with Anastasia. And I know you boys and girls have done that too. Has anybody ever, did you trick anybody or did you ever tell someone that something was something and it really wasn't that?
Yes, I did that before.
That was Anastasia and she had said that, yes, she's done that. And we don't know whether Grandma's ever done that with the kids. I know that she's never tricked them into eating anything.
Oh, yes, I have. Oh, yes, I have on many occasions. I love to trick them when they don't want to eat salad. We call it the fun food. We put all kind of stuff in it, and then before you know it, everybody is eating salads.
Oh, my goodness. And that was how she got the kids to eat something that they did not know what it was. And guess what? I'm looking at them now, and I think it worked. They're eating really healthy. And guess what, guys? I think we found that song, that very, very special song, the song that will get you moving, the song that will get you dancing, the song that we love, and let's hear it. It is going to call all the little kids around everywhere. Now, we did have this earlier because we're going to say, not too fast and not too slow, because you know what? You need kindness no matter wherever you go. Here we go, everybody. Yes, we are. One, two, three. Come on. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at everybody just dancing. I know you're out there dancing, too. Thank you. That's what they were on Grandma's Love Mobile.
Here we come. Come on, everybody, and have some fun. Love.
Hey, okay, the next time, let's hear you say when she says Love Mobile.
Love Mobile.
And not too slow. Hey, you hear that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, first I fill my tank.
That's what they were doing, filling their tank.
Start my day with happiness. Joy for you and me. Smile for everybody. Love their smiling back at me.
Oh, that's what they're doing. In Grandma's car. Love Mobile. One more time.
Love Mobile.
Grandma's got it going on. Beep, beep. All right, boys and girls. I think we lost her. We have another story. It's called Mark Just Couldn't Sleep. I think that we have some people here who've gotten in that particular mode where they just could not sleep. That happens to me sometimes. From Aunt Jewel. And I want to thank you so much for listening to Blake's Radio Network, Rainbow Soul. Thank you for so much for coming and joining us here. This is Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories. We've been awake because right now it's summer vacation. And everyone here is on summer vacation. They'll be soon going back to school. But before we go, I think we might have a shout-out from... I think we might have a shout-out from Taya's cousins, her friends, her admirers. Well, they'll tell you exactly what they think of doing Aunt Jewel's Bedtime Stories and joining her and also talking to you. And we also want to make sure that we have that shout out to little Tony, because little Tony is 6 years old today. And we want to thank little Tony. There it is. He's no longer little, because when you're 6 years old, you are the man, right? You definitely are. So let's hear if there's someone else that wants to give a shout out to anyone back in South Carolina.
Yes, I'd like to give a shout out to all my brothers and sisters back in South Carolina, to my father, and to everybody, my friends and everybody. I'm Rosa Wilson, and I am Taya's grandmother. And it has been a joy having her here this summer, and it was so nice to be on the radio show, and we're just having fun here. I can't tell you, this is such a good, fun show, and we're just enjoying ourselves today. Hopefully we will be invited back again soon. So until next time, boys and girls, you have a wonderful summer and get ready for school.
And, Grandma, what do you do to get your boys and girls to sleep when they just can't go to sleep and they're going, I want some more water, or can I go and go get my pacifier, or can I go get another cookie, or can I get a bedroom snack, or can I find my pacifier, or just any kind of excuse? What do?
I remind them of all the fun that we're going to have tomorrow and let them know that it takes a lot of energy to do things, and they must be well rested so that we can have a lot of fun during the daytime. So sleep is very important. And we love to also read nighttime, bedtime stories to them. And that's why I think Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories are so great, because we can just turn on the show and listen to Aunt Jewel's bedtime stories, and before you know it, they're off and fast asleep.
But sometimes they get a little rambunctious.
That's what I said. No, jumping on the bed.
No.
That's what I said.
No.
Well, you can fall and break your head.
No.
So no jumping on the bed.
No.
I told them.
I told them not to jump on the bed.
I told them no. Bounce across the room.
No.
Out the door and down the hall.
No.
Across the street into a truck.
No.
Coming from a shopping mall.
No.
Driven by a guy named Ned.
No.
So no jumping
on the bed.
No. I told them.
I'm gonna go watch a game. Be good.
Yes, Dad.
Oh, I bet you guys are very bad. Come in. I know that they did, and they claim that nothing happened. Let's see if I can tell you if that ever happened to her.
Yes, I was not jumping on the bed, though, but I was playing with the ball inside the house, and I kicked the ball, and then the ball hit the wall, and then the ball hit one of my mom's faces down.
Ooh.
But she replaced it with a cup.
Wow, I think this is testimony time. I don't know if anybody else wants to say anything, but I think what we ought to do before we maybe get in a little trouble, maybe we better brush our teeth, take a bath, get something to drink, get our pacifier, our favorite thumb, our favorite PJs, and of course our slippers, and cuddle up with Granny, or Nana, or Poppy, or Auntie, or Uncle, or Mommy and Daddy. Well, we'll see what happens when you get all of those things all together. All get ready.
We're going to brush our teeth and wash them every day.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to brush and keep those cavities away. We're going to brush those pearly whites and then we'll have a smile so bright. We're going to brush our teeth and wash them every day. We're going to take a bath and wash behind our ears.
Do you have all your teeth?
We're going to use the soap to dirt will disappear. We're gonna wash our hands and toes and use a tissue on our nose. We're gonna take a bath and wash behind our ears. We're gonna brush our teeth and wash them every day. We're gonna brush and keep those cavities away. We're gonna brush those pearly whites and then we'll have a smile so bright. We're gonna brush our teeth and wash them every day. Take a bath and wash behind our ears.
Okay, I think we're ready for our very special book now, because we've already brushed our teeth and we've already gotten our water and we've also said our prayers and now we're ready. We have a book called Mark Just Couldn't Sleep. And I know that's happening to a lot of you. And it's from Gabriella Kelsman. And here we go. This little book is about a little boy who just couldn't sleep, and it was bedtime already, and he couldn't do it. So let's hear what happens with Gabrielle. Here it goes. Mark wanted to go to sleep. Really, he did. But he couldn't. He just couldn't sleep. Even with the help of his little rabbit and holding it, it still didn't make him want to sleep. Does that happen with you sometimes? That you... Yeah. Well, you heard from Taya that happens from her a lot, and also from her cousin. He called out for his mom. I'm afraid a giant mosquito will fly in and bite me, he said. Don't worry, little one, his mom answered. I'll fix that, and soon you'll be sound asleep. He's got his favorite thumb in his mouth, and it's still not working. She made him a very special pair of mosquito-proof pajamas, complete with a helmet. I wonder if you have a very special pajamas that will keep you protected so that no mosquito will ever get to you.
Yes.
And what color is that?
Purple.
She has purple pajamas, and those purple pajamas are magic. They're just like what we have with Mark. He had a sword, a helmet, and that helped protect himself, and a buzz-repellent teddy bear. And then she left. Soon, Mark called out for his mom again. I'm afraid I'm going to fall out of the bed, he told her. Don't worry, my love, his mom answered. I'll fix that. And you'll soon drift off to sleep. She gave him a mountain climbing rope, secured it to his pillow, and an anchor, and slipped a parachute over his back. And then she left. He must be protected now, don't you think? They're all saying they think that that should protect him too. Well, let's see if that will help him go to sleep. Okay, here we go. Back to the story. Shortly after... Words, Mark called out once more. What if the moon melts and the world goes dark? He asked.
Don't worry, honey, his mom answered. I'll fix that, and you'll soon fall fast asleep. She gave him a pair of glasses with glow-in-the-dark lenses and sent a letter to the moon. The letter said, Moon, don't even think about doing anything silly like melting or something. And then she left. A few minutes later, Mark called out yet again. I'm afraid a mean wind will blow in my face and I'll catch cold, he told his mom. Don't worry, darling, his mom answered. I'll fix that and you'll fall asleep so easily. She hung a sign on the front door of the house that said, Mean wind, you took the wrong road. Buy yourself a map. She covered Mark with 10 goose feathers and a real live duck. And then she left. Wow. Finally, Mark called his mom one last time. I think I'm afraid of everything, he said. Just like what moms always say, and even Nana. Don't worry, sweetheart, answered his mom. I'll fix all of that, and you'll sleep soundly through the night. She began running around the house. She closed the doors, the windows, the suitcase, and the notebooks. She scared everything away, all the monsters and the wishes. She even scared the dentist and all the relatives. She invented a very special stick for fighting off nightmares and an invisible trap for them catching the ghost. And even though it wasn't really necessary, she went up to the roof to keep watch just in case. But suddenly, she heard Mark's voice. I'm still scared! Oh my goodness, look at all the things that this mom has done. What do you suggest that she might do?
I suggest she lay in the bed with Mark.
I suggest that she takes Mark in the bed, and then she reads him a bedtime.
I suggest that she just be there for him.
I suggest that she just take him in her room.
I suggest. And we know that Nana has something to say. What would she suggest so that little Mark won't be so scared?
Well, I suggest that little Mark just realize that there is nothing to be scared of. Even in the dark, you can always turn the light on. And then, remember, Mom and Dad are always close by. So, just always just remember that and you will do just fine.
I think that Nana has a really good suggestion. It was the right solution. So, just like Mom came down from the roof, Nana came out from outside and gave those suggestions. And guess what happened, boys and girls? She took off Mark's mosquito-proof armor. She unfastened his mountain climbing equipment. She ripped up the letters to the moon and the mean wind. She sent the duck off to have a bath. She took away the traps and the sticks. And then finally she sat down on her son's bed. She ruffled his hair and said, My dear, I really don't know what else I can do to help you stop feeling so afraid. I think I'll just have to sit here next to you and you can tell me everything. Smiling and yawning. Oh... At the same time, Mark took his mom's hand and whispered, Oh.
Hey, mate, you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, we'll just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it.
There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it. Ay, 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 ay. I can't stop yawning. The music I make does not keep me awake. And I can't stop yawning.
Well, just like the kangaroo kids, he couldn't stop yawning. So he said, I'm much too tired now. Now, Mark wanted to stay awake. Really, he did. He really tried. He tried everything he possibly could, but he just couldn't do it. He just couldn't stay awake. The end. And we want to thank you, boys and girls, for that song. Wasn't that wonderful? Because I know the same thing that happens to you. And this is a little song that was done by Kareem Bailey. And I know that Grandma also feels the same way, that when you finally get your children to sleep, when you finally get your children to sleep, finally get your children to sleep, you are so happy. No matter how much you love them,
just like,
no matter what
star,
they say, it's just like a star.
Just like an angel of the
when you
you
see them with their eyes closed, like an angel.
Feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a star.
And I know Nana,
she
feels the same
just
way.
Like
Grandma. All the kids going to sleep.
All the love that I wonder why it is. I don't argue like this with anyone but you. You do it all the time, blowing out my mind. You got this look I can't describe. You make me feel I'm alive when everything else is so fake. Without a doubt, you're on my side. Heaven has been away too long. Can't find the words to write this song. Oh, your
cousins and her brothers and her grandma. Grandma is going to come back here again. From Florida and South Carolina. And New Jersey and New York.
I have come to understand the way it is.
Oh, Taya says around the world.
It's not a secret anymore.
We just want to give a shout out to Preston.
From the light and love is young, only one.
Hi, Daddy. I wanted to thank you again, but this time on the radio. But let us go to Broadway.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we all know who Preston is, huh? Oh, yes, boys and girls, thank you once again for coming and joining us.
I'll
have a little fun.
star across my sky, just like an angel off the page. You have appeared to my life, feel like I'll never be the same. Just like a song in my heart, just like oil on my hands.
Well, boys and girls, one of the things that you've heard is you were able to hear a lot of wonderful stories, bedtime stories. So it's so good to be able to go to your library and get out, check out books, and also in your school. Because one of the things that is so wonderful is to be able to read and to share it with, whether it's your children or whether it's your friend or just to yourself. We really would love for you to be able to read. But guess what, boys and girls? Of course, since we did have some guests, what song do we always do? Let our guests know that they are definitely very, very welcome. Starfish had to go for a while, but she wanted to make sure that we played that very special song. And here it goes, just to let you, give you a warm welcome and let you know that we really care for you. That we definitely have a friend. We're so thrilled that you were able to join us and hear some of our very special friends who are from Florida and South Carolina. They were here. They came all the way and they wanted to share it. They were right here in the studio. We were so thrilled. And we're going to be having, I think there's a call. I think there's a call that's coming through. Okay, we want them to... I think the call is coming through.
Hello.
Hi, and who is this?
This is Miranda.
Miranda! We hear you right now.
Hi,
and
my
what
name
did,
is
did you want to say anything?
Yes. I just want to tell Tess she did a nice job reading the story.
Oh, that was so good to hear that. Tess, do you know who Miranda is? Oh, wow. Well, she doesn't know who she is, but she's really happy that she did call in for her. And is there anyone else that wants to say anything to Tess?
Hi, my name is Whitney Hicks. I just want to let Taya Wilson know that she did a great job.
Oh, Taya, did you hear that? Did you want to say anything to some people that you don't know?
And what is your name?
My name is Whitney Hicks. I'm from South Carolina.
Well, thank you for calling. And
Can you tell the girl that's 6 years old and she's going to college? Well, I'm going to college next week. Can she come and do my homework and stuff for me?
Patty.
Whitney. I'm sure that Patty is going to say something about that. I think she probably has a few tips to tell you on what to do. So we just want to thank everybody for being here today. And we only have a short length of time, and we're having so much fun. And is there anything special that you would like to say to how is it hard to get you to sleep? Or did you like the Love Boat Mobile? Have that ever happened to you, that you were in a car with your grandma and you had so much fun?
Yes.
And I'm a very picky eater. So, Taya, how would you suggest that I eat?
What don't you like to eat?
Excuse me?
I would suggest that you try everything at least once.
Okay, thanks, Taya.
Because you never know unless you like something, unless you try it.
Thanks, Taya. Thanks, everyone.
Yes, I think that was really good advice that Taya did. And I just want to thank everybody for joining us so much, for coming on, riding on the Love Mobile, because that was a lot of fun. And I just want to thank all the guests who called in just to give Taya a lot of inspiration and a lot of encouragement. And I want to also thank the young lady who called, who's going away to college. It may seem really scary, but really once you get a chance to make some new friends, you're going to have such a great time. And you heard what we said on We Have a Friend. We didn't even know a lot of the people who were just on, and now we feel like
we didn't know any of them.
Right, we didn't. And we feel a close connection. So I just want to say bye from Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories, and I hope to see you again. We're having such a great time with you. And make sure that you have a very, very safe trip with the Love Mobile. Good night.
Bye-bye.